It's Monica here, Monica Imser Podcast, and we are chatting post my trip to Poland. If you are someone who's traveling for the holidays or you have any vacation plans around this time, listen in, because this is something that's been on my mind for a while now. And finally, after this last trip to Poland that I just came back from a couple days ago, I was like, I must speak to you about this, because this is something that significantly impacted my life, and I know you've been there yourself. So, 2 years ago, after COVID, I decided that I will be going home. Well, actually, I bought a ticket and I went after years of not going. Years because, well, it's a long story. Long story is that for 2.5 years I was doing team management and leadership program at Landmark, and every weekend I was going to New York City, and every quarter we traveled somewhere. So all over the United States, from Minneapolis through Chicago, Atlanta, and Houston, and Orlando, and Portland, Oregon, and San Diego, and Orange County, and you name it, Chicago twice, and all over the place. Every single quarter for 2.5 years, we went somewhere and we met with all the participants of the program. It was fantastic and fabulous. Denver and Portland were my favorite places, by the way. But it was very tiring. And at the end of the program, I went home and I was in Germany a few days, and then with Johanna, my friend who was doing the Landmark Forum at that time. And then I went home to visit my parents, and my niece's christening happened at that time. And then I flew through London, because in London I did a class with Landmark also, and I went to Boston where I had clients doing the Landmark Forum, and then I went back to Connecticut. So needless to say, after these couple of years of going around, both to New York every weekend and all over the place, I was traveled out. And it was the end of 2019, and I said to myself, next year I'm not going anywhere. Little did I know that I just like jinxed it for myself, because 2020, moving my business online, and all in all, it was a time of super focus. Well, first super chaos and then super focus. And I found myself in August of 2022 being like, all right, let's go. And I went to Poland. I originally planned for it to be a week trip. I extended it. I ended up staying there for 2 weeks. And there was a long trip, actually, but it was after a long time. And when I was there, originally I thought I'll go every 6 months. And I was there and I made this bold statement and decision in my mind, and I announced it to my parents also, that I will come every quarter. Now, it might not sound like too crazy seeing a family every quarter, but you have to realize one thing. From Connecticut, where I live, the way I like to fly is I don't like to commute to the airport. Yes, I could go from Boston or I could go from New York, but I would just get a headache even thinking about it. Driving in the car for 3.5 hours, I feel bad asking anyone to do this kind of favor to me. So for me, so I fly from Hartford, and then when I fly from Hartford, it usually is Hartford, DC, DC, Frankfurt, or Munich in Germany, and then Poznań. Or some other connections were through Chicago that I've gone through, but DC is the usual one. That is approximately 14 hours, 15, 16 door to door on the way out there. And it is about 22 to 23 hours door to door on the way back, you know, because you're going against the earth rotation. So it is a very taxing trip on the body. Now, of course, I'm healthy and I'm happy and I sleep well, and so I can afford physically to do it. And it's still tiring as hell. Also, 6 hour time difference in Poland, so they are ahead. So that being said, I have to work until midnight, where I have my last classes. 1 in the morning is when I finish. I usually drink a ton of water. I'm hyped up, so my sleep is all screwed up. My eating is all over the place because of the time. And what I do appreciate is that little jet lag that I get on the way back, because it allows me to get up earlier and go to bed earlier. As you know, I'm a super duper night owl, so I can go around at midnight just beginning to do things when I'm home. So that little jet lag allows me to stay a little bit on the I don't want to say better schedule, because it's not better. My body is what my body is, but it allows me to pull it back a little bit. So I go to bed early, I get up earlier. But back to 2022, I decided that I will go every quarter. And it was a super ballsy decision because, one, of all this travel. Two, because of the fact that I haven't gone for so long before. And three, of course, I have to adjust work and things that I do. Now, work seems to be like the easiest thing ever. I have no problem staying late and teaching classes. And what happens with the 6-hour time difference, it allows me to get up and do some, well, get up at like 10 in the morning over there, which is 4 in the morning here, which is extremely early for me. But I get up and do my things until 6 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. our workday starts. And then I work until 1 in the morning. And so it kind of changes my shifts a little bit. I obviously prepare ahead of time so I don't have to do anything that I don't need to do. I just do the bare minimum and everything is just running smoothly. So work has been the easiest thing. And when it comes to other things such as the trip, at first it was a lot. At first it was a lot, but now I just know exactly what and how. I know the times of the flights, and typically I take the same ones, and I like to leave at 3 p.m. and then I get there at a certain time, and going back, all the things. I know the airports, like I could go with closed eyes. I don't like the DC airport. It's terrible. But what I wanted to talk to you about here is not my travels to Europe back and forth, so thanks for listening to all my rambles. But what I wanted to talk to you about is how I noticed that when I don't have a very strict routine. So at the beginning, 2022, I was kind of a loosey-goosey when it came to my routines. This was when we bought the new house, and the house was getting ready, if you will, aka we were still living at the old house, and things were kind of up in the air. I didn't have a very good training routine. I didn't have a very good work routine. I still had my previous assistant working for me, and she was so-so, as in it was just a lot of micromanaging, and if I wasn't overlooking her, things were not getting done the right way. And so my life was a little bit less organized, as in right now it's running like a Swiss watch. It is immaculate, amazing. Lunches at certain time, dinners at certain time, training at certain time, work at certain time. Everything is super organized. Now, how traveling impacts that is
a lot.
And what I noticed is that when my routine is really on point, travel really destroys it. Now, when my routine was so-so last year, August and November when I went, because this year, obviously, I went 4 times since every quarter is a trip. The harder, the stricter the routine, the better I function, the better my results, both life and fitness and business and otherwise. And I love it. I love it so much, but the trips really take me off the game. And I was talking to another client of mine who used to live in San Francisco. She lives in Boston now. And we're talking about how long it takes her body to adjust, to go back and forth with only 3-hour time difference, how long it takes her to recoup, to sleep well, to go back to training, to not have digestive issues for switching her food and things like that. Now, you know, I don't really drink. I drink very occasionally. When I went home, I didn't. I don't eat out when I go home. I mean, I eat out very little. It's regular food at home. But my routine is off. I don't have my walk pad. So when I'm working, I'm not walking. So therefore, there's a lot less movement. This time around, I trained really hard, even to the day that I was leaving, which is Saturday. So I decided to not lift when I was there, because I was there for 5 days. So that was intentional. But with that comes just not feeling so great. I wanted to take a break because I was training really hard before, and so I wanted to have like a reset. So that was intentional, but still, a few days in, you just feel not the greatest. Of course, between having coffees with everyone, every single family member, and eating sausage with pickles, and and I don't eat much when it comes to like junk food there, because there's so junk food, everything is homemade, but it's just unusual. It's not my normal. I came back literally feeling like a slob, and no one could understand how happy I was to come back. People were like, Marga, that was just literally 5 days. Is it even worth it? Yes, it's worth it. I love it. I see my family. I get to see my nephews. I get to go get my hair done, and I come back. It takes so much. And I think the biggest impact of the trips, just in general, has been the fact that I have to very quickly move myself back into my routine. Very, very quickly. So when I come back, obviously scrub yourself from head to toe with scrubbing your hair and everything from the airport messes and stinkies and everyone coughing and sneezing and picking their nose. But seriously, people are gross. I didn't. But every single time I want to make a reel or a TikTok that says, I just got out of a long flight over the Atlantic. Are the people who go to the lavatory barefoot okay? Because seriously, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with all the barefoot in the freaking lavatory people? Am I like missing something? What is happening? So you can just imagine how nasty everything is. So I come home, and immediately after I come home, scrub myself from head to toe, shave myself from head to toe, put lotions on and creams because the skin is so dry after this long flight, 3 flights. And then I get good sleep. I track my sleep, of course. And the nights that I come back home, the first night after coming back from Poland, is like 15% better sleep quality than any other night. I sleep usually for 9 hours or so, and I get up early because obviously I'm jet lagged. And then immediately unpack. That is like a must do. Do not let things linger. I made a reel about this the other day meaning yesterday. And it said something along the lines of, and I so believe into it, and I so stand by it. And it said, the stress and the anxiety that you are dealing with, a lot of times comes from you avoiding doing the things you need to do. Of course, side note, if you live very clean and organized and simple life, just like myself, it's very easy and simple to recognize when you are anxious, when I'm anxious. I don't even call it anxious, by the way. I call it like antsy. When I'm starting to get that feeling like, something's there. It's very easy for me to go through my stuff, whether my body and my health or my physical appearance or my surroundings or my work or my relationships or my communication with people. And it's very easy for me to be like, scan all these areas and find out what it is that needs to be addressed. And then I address it and that's it. Now, if you are someone who doesn't live that kind of life, who lives in clutter or you are disorganized or you are not taking care of your health and well-being and your physical appearance, or you have caca with people, as in animosities and fights and arguments with at work or your family or your personal life elsewhere, it will be much harder for you to recognize what it is that's causing you anxiety. Much harder. But if you start addressing one area at a time, in performance coaching, we can do that together. But when you start addressing one area at a time, starting with the area that causes you the most grief or the area that impacts the other areas the most, and it's very easy for me to recognize when we sit together and talk about it, so reach out. But when we are doing that, then we can address one thing at a time, and then you start to maintain all these areas. So again, when something pops up, you can easily address it because you are very clear on like, that's the thing that's causing me anxiety. Now, when it comes to letting things linger post-travel, that is something that would keep you stuck in the past, not present, and something that will have you like in this travel blues, and that is not productive, not effective. You're not being present, you cannot deal with things effectively, just not a way to be. So immediately the next morning, and it was Saturday, so I had class with BBMs at 9 a.m. I got up at 7 and I spent the 2 hours getting everything put away. I don't come back with dirty clothes because obviously I'm visiting my parents, but a load of laundry, everything is set up. I had my cleaners come on Friday just a few hours before I came, so everything was spotless in the house. And all that I needed to do is put my things away. I was already fixed up, if you will, the next day. Nails and toes. And then next day, washing the dogs. and everything's back to 100%, and I'm back on quote unquote track. There's no track, but I'm back to my routine. Now, the reason I wanted to share this with you is this. Whether through holiday travel or vacation, and it's funny because I'm sharing this with you here in December, but this is also obviously relevant in the summer or school vacation, if you're taking vacation around when your kids are off. It is so, so key to put yourself back into your routine when you come back immediately, because I've seen it over the years. When you quit training and when you quit your commitment to your fitness, health, and well-being because you took vacation, you were like, oh, I'm taking a month vacation, so, or 3 weeks vacation, so I'm going to take a break, and you never return because you come back in this whatever, later, and then months go by and you're still in the slump that you created through going on vacation. How crazy is that? You were supposed to relax and you like ruined your progress. So I want you to be aware of this, because there's gonna be an opportunity for you to fall into this trap, and you do not want to take that opportunity. So it is key to stay committed to whatever you're committed to, as in your fitness, your health, a certain way of eating. Oh, that's another thing. I cancel my food delivery for when I'm gone, but immediately after I come back, that was another thing. Whole Foods, and get food, ready food, my chicken, my grilled chicken, my grilled salmon, my vegetables, milk, pancakes, protein pancakes for the morning, fresh almond butter, fresh peanut butter, bananas, coffee, and back to the regular normal schedule. And it's funny because in Poland, I was eating some sweets with my family. And when I went, and I was kind of like, oh, I'm so annoyed because I'm going to come back and I'm going to have to resist the urge of having sweets, because I don't feel my best when I'm having sweets. You know me as someone who has a ton of energy. The reason why is because I'm eating high protein, high fat, low carb. That's just the way that works for me. It fills me up. It makes me feel happy. It keeps me looking good, feeling good, physically, mentally, emotionally. So it's like, oh, I'm going to have to resist all this junk now when I come back. Because, you know, the more you have it, the more you want it. Not at all. I went to Whole Foods, got my fruit, got my vegetables, got my meats, got my proteins, got my pancakes, my fats, my protein, almond butter. That's it. So now, when you come back from a trip, if you're going away for the holidays, even for a couple of days, get yourself set up so you go back into your usual routine immediately. Sign up for that fitness class. Get that food delivery immediately. Make sure you have appointments scheduled for afterwards, so you are not prolonging this, what people will call going back on track. There's no track, there's no wagon. This is the figures of speech. I think we've talked about it a million times. They dilute your responsibility. You don't know who's guilty here, aka who is responsible. Speaking with figures of speech, you're not even present to what's happening, yet alone someone else with whom you're sharing the problem. So going back to your routine that keeps you successful, that keeps you effective in life, that works for you, it is in your best interest to return to that routine immediately. So that's the thing. Come back home. For me, what it is come back home, cuddle my babies, cuddle my dog children, have a big shower, scrub the dirts from traveling. The next morning, unpack immediately, the beauty appointments and all. Well, it's not that much, just toes and nails. And then food, back to the gym, back to the normal schedule. That is the key. Over the years, I've seen so many people, again, let me speak your language, fall off track, as in quit on themselves. And I call it as it is, quit. When people want to quit, I'm always like, so you're quitting completely? And they're like, well, you know, I'm going to take a break. If you don't have a plan for what's after, you're not taking a break, you're quitting. But that's just a side note. I've seen so many people derail their progress and start and stop, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back over the years because of this approach. Because what happens is they go away and they come back, but they never come back. They allow the break off the routine to take them off the routine altogether. That is a dangerous game, friend, because this is why your progress is not greater. This is why you're like up and down, up and down, up and down in my journey. Well, this is one of the big reasons why you're up and down in your journey is because you don't have an ongoing accountability. You don't have an ongoing structure, and you allowing yourself to be removed from that routine for way longer than needed. It is not the break. It is how long it takes you to go back to doing the things that work. And also, just traveling in general, I think people underestimate the fact that it is tiring. It is tiring. And if you boozing as you're traveling, that's not my case. I can't even imagine, on top of all of this, the time zones and 20 plus hours on planes, to be boozing. I would be not in one piece. But when you're boozing, when you're eating junk food, when you are not training and not well, and that's the thing that Katie said when we were talking about this yesterday. She said, you know, I'm a fit chick. I'm doing the things. I'm exercising. I'm eating well. What are people who are not fit doing? How are they feeling? And I think they are feeling like junk nonstop. So just feeling a little bit more like junk. This is why people say, I need a vacation after my vacation. You know? So that's that. Just pay attention. Again, as always, I want to increase your awareness. I want you to see something from a different perspective. I want you to learn something about you, not to get more information, because there's information from every angle. Whatever you open your eyes, you're bombarded with information. I'm not here to bombard you with any new information. I didn't say anything you don't know, as in like information, but perhaps what we share today, what I shared with you today, shifted or will shift the way you do things yourself in your life, and it will shift your performance because you will be self-aware. That is the key, my friend. You do not need to learn more. You just need to see things from different perspectives, from further away. You need to look at big picture, and you need to be able to, again, observe yourself as an observer. Zoom out. Google Earth. Television of your life, as in watch yourself behave and see, are the things that I'm doing beneficial? Are those things getting me ahead? Is this going to make me happy in the long run? Or is this just a temporary little hit and that's gonna lead me to feel worse in the long run? So that's that. Oh man, 22 minutes. I never look at the time. I'm never prepared to chat with you. I always just roll with the punches. No one's punching me. I just roll with it when I feel that there's something that you need to hear. So this is it for today. Thank you for being here. I wish you happy holidays if you are celebrating. And remember, next time you travel, you must make yourself get back to your routine immediately, because the time that you take off your routine will derail your progress. And it doesn't matter, fitness, food, business, relationships, life, or everything together. Your mood, your well-being, your mental and emotional well-being. And when that's not well, everything else is not well. So if this resonated, please give us 5 stars and write me a review and share it with a friend with whom this might resonate as well. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. And yet again, happy holidays.